Shalom Aleichem. Today we're going to talk about which various minhagim of avelus of mourning we are nohag to keep during the Sfiras HaOmer. Yesterday we mentioned that there are various minhagim as it relates to when avelus is kept during the Sfiras HaOmer. According to the Shulchan Aruch, it's up until the 34th day of the Omer. It's according to the Ramah, till the 33rd day, the Lag BaOmer, and various minhagim is kept the entire time, with the exception of certain days, the first part of the Omer, the second part of the Omer, etc., etc. And today, we're just going to assume somebody has, whatever minhag it may be, what are the halachas, the minhagim of avelus that must be kept? The Shulchan Aruch, Niftof, in Tof Tzadi Gimel, Sif Aleph says, we are no keg during these days, miktsas dinei avelus, certain, a limited amount of halachas as it relates to avelus. Today we're going to focus on what of those minhagim that we keep at this time of the year. We are going to start out with the first category of minhagim or minhag to not do during this time of year, and that is to not do what we will call melacha. We'll define that in a little bit. We should not do melacha from shkia sachama, that is from the setting of the sun, for about 8 to 10 minutes. The Shulchan Aruch says as follows, in Aruch Chaim, Tav Tzadi Gimel, Sif Dalet, Nagu HaNashim, the women are noheg, and in fact, Rav Yitzhak Yaakov Fuchs adds on that it's not only women, men as well, but the Shulchan Aruch is simply saying women, because women were noheg to work at this time of the day, and women and men were not. So continues the Shulchan Aruch, Shalo Lasos Melacha Mipesach Aratzeres, Mishkia Sachama Ve'elach, between Pesach, all the way up until Shavuos, from Shkia, from sunset and onward. The Mishnah Berurah brings two different reasons for this. Number one is that it says Sheva Shabbasos, 7 different weeks. It's talking about the 7 weeks between the end of the beginning of Pesach and up until Shavuos. And the language of Shabbatot is from the language of Shvisa, to rest. So we have a rest. We are going to take away from work. We're going to stop doing work at that time period at the beginning of the day from Shkia. That is number one. Number two, the Mishnah Berurah brings a second reason, that it was at this time at Shkia that the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva were buried. So at that time period, we refrain from doing Malacha. The Shaar HaTzion says as follows, that this applies Nagu Ad Lag BaOmer. The Minag was from Pesach up until Lag BaOmer. The minhag is to not do heavy work. What is heavy work? So that's sewing and laundry. It's not talking about our type of laundry per se, because that's just putting on a button, but really doing laundry that was by hand. So that would be the minhag, and that's why the Shulchan Aruch says the women, the minhag would typically do the tefirah, would do the sewing, and the laundry men do it. Laundry as well nowadays, but at that time that was typically done by the women. So we don't do those types of malacha from shkia, for the time period of 8 to 10 minutes. For the time period of 8 to 10 minutes. So we have the Shaar HaTzion telling us that it is going to be limited up until Lag BaOmer. The Kaf HaChaim says that we should not rebuke those that who are not makbid about this. Why? Because it's only a few minutes long. It's very difficult to be makbid about stopping right at that time at Shkia and stopping what you're doing for just 8 to 10 minutes. So if people aren't doing it, this should not be the biggest deal. We should not be telling them off. So that is category number one of work, of items that we keep avelus during this time period, and at least according to the second reason of the Mishnah Berurah, is to remember that at that time, the kvura of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva was done. Accordingly, up until at least Lag BaOmer, that's what the Shaar HaTzion says, we are noheg to not do heavy work, melacha kveda, at that time. Number two, category number two of the halachas of avelus that we keep, this is probably the most famous, not taking haircuts, not shaving. According to the Shulchan Aruch, this goes all the way up until the 34th day of the Omer, up until the morning, to Lamed Dalet BaOmer, and according to the Ramah for Ashkenazim, it goes up into Lag BaOmer, the morning of Lag BaOmer, from Netzach Hama. During that time period, we do not take haircuts, so we do not shave. Truth be told, that is one minhag. There are people who keep, that's called the first minhag of Shkia. There are people who keep the second minhag of Shkia, so it goes both ways. Whichever is the minhag, that is what people would keep. So according to, if people are keeping the first part, quote unquote, the first part of Sfira, according to Shulchan Aruch, be up until the 34th, according to the Mabi, up until Lag BaOmer in the morning. Having said that, that is talking about particularly haircuts. Some koskim are more lenient when it comes to shaving. But when it comes to cutting of nails, that is going to be mutter the entire sfira. There is no prohibition whatsoever of cutting nails. Next, when it comes to marriages, getting married, having the chasana, having the wedding party, the festivities, so the Shulchan Aruch says that we don't do that all the way up until the 34th day of the Omer, so all the way up until the 34th. That is the minhag based on the Shulchan Aruch, starting from Pesach, all the way up until Lad Ba'omer, Lamed Aleh Ba'omer, and according to the Ashkenazim, as we saw before, it would be up until Lag Ba'omer, the 33rd day of the Omer, not the 34th day of the Omer. So that is category number three. Again, category number one, who's not doing malacha from Shkia for 8 to 10 minutes. Category number two, not taking haircuts or shaving. Category number three, not having a wedding party, not having the marriages. Number four, can we buy clothing or other expensive items at this time of year? So actually, this is not going to be an Isser. It's going to be Mutter. Mutter Litvor is permitted to sew clothing, to buy clothing during Sfira, even if there's going to be a Shachianu. We'll get to Shachianu in a little bit. Rav Benzion Abashal says in his Or Litzion, Ein Shum Minhag Lesor Liknot O Lilbosh Beget Chadash. There is no minhag to prohibit buying or wearing new clothing during Sfira, or to buy new, important, significant, expensive things. There's no prohibition. Vein minhagi avelus b'mei Sfira. The minhagim of avelus during Sfira are limited to two things: not having marriages, nisuin, and also tispura, not taking haircuts. So those two categories. So we had category one, two, and three. I think you would probably agree with category number one. I think it's just talking about other activities during Sfira. But at the time, our number one was not working from Shkia onward for 8 to 10 minutes. Then number two was haircuts. Number three is marriages. Rav Benzion Abashal would agree with certainly two and three, very likely number one as well. And so number four, we're saying that there's no problem. There is no problem buying clothing, etc., during this time of the year. And now we're going to get to number five. How about buying and moving into a new home? So in fact, again, not a problem. It's permitted to buy a new house, especially in Eretz Yisrael, says the Kovas Beis Levi, because of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Continuing, how about moving houses? So in fact, Yesha Kasav, there is an opinion that said, Lechatchila, one should not move houses except on Lag Ba'Omer, or from Rosh Chodesh Sivan and onward. However, B'makom Tzorach Gadol, when there's a real need, you can be lenient up until Rosh Chodesh Iyar. That's brought by Rav Vozner in his Tshuva Shevet Levi. Having said that, Rav Eliashiv and Rav Chaim Kanievsky says there is no Isser whatsoever to move during the Sfira, certainly in Eretz Yisrael. It's going to be totally mutter. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky brought in the name of his father, the stipler, Ha'olam Toim, the world makes commonly mistake in this area, and they compare the minhagim of Sfira to the minhagim of Avelus during the 3 weeks. During the 3 weeks, we have many more limitations, but when it comes to the Sfira, when we are noheg, the halachas of Avelus, they are much, much more limited. No problem moving. And category number six of discussion, is there a problem of saying Shechayanu or doing things, buying things that would obligate a Shechayanu? In fact, the minhag of Ashkenazim, says the Mishnah Berurah, if somebody does have something that happened that he should say a Shechayanu, say a Shechayanu. And in fact, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that is mutar lichatchila, no problem whatsoever saying a Shechayanu. The minhag of Sfaradim, where they have a prichadash, a new fruit, to say Shechayanu, do it even during the weekdays. However, when you have a new piece of clothing, best to wait until Shabbos and say Shadesh Shechayanu then. So there we have it in a nutshell. It really does turn out that in addition to that first minhag that we had of not doing work from Shkia for 8 to 10 minutes up until Lag Ba'Omer, we do have really two categories of areas that we are noheg avelus. Number one is haircuts and shaving, and number two is marriages. But other than that, for the most part, we said that it's permitted to buy expensive clothing, to buy furniture, to buy a new house, to move houses and Tashay Shechianu, really very few limitations in all of those areas. So again, in a nutshell, the two areas that we have to be very careful about are haircuts and not having a marriage. But the Amir Tashem tomorrow, we will talk about dancing, singing, and hearing music. We have to add that on. So Amir Tashem, we will get to that next time. Have a wonderful day.